Hello.
Good morning. Thank you. My name is Joyce. I was giving you a return call from customer service. Did you still need further assistance with the account you called in reference to?
Yes, ma'am, because the fraud people had called and sent me a message and told me to call them, and then I called them and they said something about a $59 charge for something. I don't know what it was about, but I didn't do that. I didn't make a $59 thing yesterday, so they told me I had to call y'all and then I have to call them back to, I don't know what they said.
All
They're
righty.
talking too bad.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
Yes, ma'am. 70668.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Cynthia Cooley.
All righty, give me one second. Yes, ma'am, Miss Cooley. I do see, and do you happen to remember on yesterday, did you by chance take a sweepstakes and enter into a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No, but my husband did. That's what I told
That's
that
what it
lady on the
was.
phone. I said, but it said he needed to, he said he had to pay $5 for shipping and handling. There was nothing about no $59.
Yes, what it does when you scroll down through the terms and conditions, it informs you that you will be enrolled into a monthly subscription to what is called Bites Hub, and this is one of our meal planning apps. Yes, ma'am. That's what it was. Now, I can get you reduced to $20 a month if you'd like to.
No, I don't want to at all.
Okay. Well, no problem. I can go ahead and get you canceled out of this,
Well,
okay?
he's not using my card no more either.
Yeah, that's where that $59.89 charge incurred from, okay? Give me
Okay.
one second and I can go ahead and get you canceled.
Okay.
Tell him he's on punishment from using your card.
Yeah, he's not using the internet either.
Yes.
He don't read the whole thing.
So he's on punishment now. All right, I've gone ahead and got you a refund. Well, it declined your financial institute actually blocked that payment. So they never did. The $59.89 payment was actually blocked by your financial institute. You can inform them that you have been canceled out of that, and I do have a cancellation number for you if
Yes,
you'd like to
ma'am.
take that down.
Yes, ma'am. Let me write that down.
Sure.
Okay, there it is. Okay. Okay, what is
Okay.
it?
That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 920-695. 125.
And
Okay.
that's the cancellation number?
That is the cancellation number if you want to give it to them as a reference, but you have been completely canceled out of that. That cancellation did take effect immediately and they can't bill you anymore.
Okay, so they shouldn't have to, the fraud place shouldn't have to have me have it to get a new card, right?
No.
Okay.
Tell
Because
them
all
that
my
you
stuff
can
on here, I hate to do
no.
that.
Now tell them that has been completely canceled.
Okay, thank you
Alrighty,
so much.
you're more than welcome, and I was glad to assist you. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Bye bye.